It's really interesting that the UK is pushing and supporting Israel to bomb Iran when, if Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz by mining the waters there, which is child's play for them, the UK's economy will be destroyed. In fact, most of Western Europe, which is already reeling under the high energy costs in the aftermath of the US Navy blowing up the Nord Stream pipelines, which was an act of terrorism by the US government. But most of Western Europe is already on the verge of an economic implosion, with industry shutting down and moving out, jobs lost, tax revenues plummeting. Imagine what's going to happen when Europe can't get liquid natural gas from the Middle East, when energy prices double or triple on the world stage because of Israel bombing Iran. I mean, just imagine. So where is Western Europe going to buy energy? Well, they can't get it from Russia because they've destroyed the pipelines, and the UK refuses to do business with Russia. But Russia has plenty of other buyers, it turns out. Many buyers who are happy to purchase Russian energy, and Russia will reap a windfall, a massive windfall of profits from the Strait of Hormuz being closed. So by the UK and the USA bombing Iran, what they're doing is they're handing billions to Russia. And Russia is the mortal enemy, the sworn enemy of the UK leadership, Keir Starmer, or Keir Stalin. They want to destroy Russia. But through their actions, they will make Russia great again. You know, economically speaking, Russia will have so much more money to build weapons to fight the UK if it comes to that. Not that Russia's looking to fight the UK, but the UK definitely wants to start a war with Russia. They want World War III. The problem is, well, the UK doesn't have anything remaining of a military, really, and they don't have much remaining of a country. You know, the UK leadership, it is a suicide cult, and this is proof of it. They want to bomb Iran and then cut off their own energy supply. So there you go. China, meanwhile, gets a lot of its energy from Iran, and China doesn't want Iran to be bombed. And both China and Russia have issued stark warnings to the West to say, you better not let this escalate. If this gets out of hand, in fact, Russia's foreign ministry said that this could lead to a nuclear catastrophe on the world stage. And they're probably referring to their own nukes possibly being used against Israel. That's not an impossible scenario to imagine. Let's say if Israel nukes Iran, and then Russia might nuke Israel and just say, you know what, we're done with Israel. The world is done with Israel. That there can be no peace, they might be saying, as long as Israel exists. And that scenario is a very real possibility. It's not a stretch to think that nuclear weapons will fly this year or next year or next week, for that matter. We just don't know. Now, for the record, my consciousness-directed molecular self-assembly experiments are not showing any, not that I've seen yet, not showing clear indications of large-scale nuclear weapons being used. I do see what I think might be a small tactical nuclear weapon detonating in the desert far from any city. But so far, I haven't seen any large-scale nuke, although I have seen very clear images of stealth bombers flying over the desert and dropping bombs. So if you believe what the molecules are saying under the microscope, they are saying that there will be a U.S.-led bunker-busting bombing campaign, no doubt targeting some of the nuclear facilities deep underground, but that there will not be nukes dropped on Iran. At least that's the conclusion so far, but I'm not even done scanning the slide. I have maybe a few dozen more hours of work to put into it to continue scanning. So there might be more surprises yet to come. You know, there are also questions raised right now over whether the bunker buster bombs can even penetrate Iran's deep underground nuclear research facilities, or maybe its weapons assembly facilities, Who knows? Maybe it's a combination. But it's rumored that Iran had poured something like 250 feet of thickness of concrete under the ground as a kind of a, you know, a bomb shield. And I just learned from, I think it's Tom Postal, who is a weapons expert, that is that if you embed in the concrete what are called non-homogeneous slabs or pieces, they can serve as deflection aids. And they deflect the downward bunker buster bombs and push the energy off to the side. And that deflection is actually, apparently it's a well-known thing in reinforced concrete structures for military purposes. I just learned about it, so, you know, I've never heard of that before. But Mr. Postal is, he is the expert. He knows this inside and out. He can crunch all the numbers for you on deflection and energy and everything else. So he knows. And what he's talking about, I saw him on an interview with Daniel Davis, I believe, talking about this and revealing that these bunker buster bombs are very unlikely to be able to destroy all the underground facilities. They can only get the shallow ones that are like maybe 40 or 50 meters deep, but they can't get the ones that are 100 meters deep. Certainly not, you know, under, let's say, nearly 100 meters of concrete or 75 or 80 meters of just concrete. And then it would be more floors underneath that where weapons assembly or weapons storage might be taking place. So I don't think you can get at it from the surface, actually. I really don't. And I know some people are saying, well, oh, the United States has exotic weapons. They can do teleportation and they can just teleport bombs into the underground bunkers. Well, okay, maybe. But the amount of energy required for teleportation is, you know, even just following the laws of physics, if you could teleport something, you know, the amount of energy goes up so much with the mass that you're trying to teleport. So, like, you could teleport a pencil eraser for maybe, you know, the amount of energy that it takes to power a city for a year or something. But if you want to teleport a 1 kilogram payload, it might take the energy of the sun or something, you know, or a smaller star. Who knows? I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I don't have the math on all this, but I don't think teleportation is what the U.S. government is focused on right now. It's very clear they're just using conventional, even non-nuclear weapons to try to achieve this. So I wouldn't bet on, you know, bombs being teleported here and there. And hey, if the U.S. government could do that easily, why didn't they do it already? Why didn't they just teleport a nuclear warhead to detonate itself underground inside Iran's base? Because that would be the obvious way to destroy it from inside. So that hasn't happened. So I don't think the U.S. has that tech to deploy. Now, maybe some breakaway civilization on Earth has that technology, but they're not focused on the geopolitics of these kinds of conflicts. I think their goals are more planetary scale depopulation. And so they like wars because, you know, wars cause humans to destroy themselves. And that's totally aligned with what the breakaway civilization wants to see anyway. So they're probably like, bombs away, you know. Anyway, stay informed on all this. Stay alert. Get prepared. Check out the Satellite Phone Store, one of our sponsors, SAT123.com, for backup communications. They also, they've partnered with Starlink for backup satellite-based internet systems, Starlink123.com. And you're going to need, if you already own one of these phones, you're going to need it soon. You're going to be very glad that you have it because of the power grid failures that are coming due to the domestic sabotage operations that will almost certainly be unleashed after the USA starts its large-scale bombing of Iran. So be prepared for those contingencies, and Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here at the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.